are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today.
Welcome back to Next on Scene. We are finally back. It's been a little bit of a break, only because we've been working on a magazine, have done a fashion show. We've had a lot of stuff going on. I'm your host, Jay-Z, and today I actually have a special guest. I'm bringing on my boyfriend, Andrew, in a little bit, who's going to tell us a little bit about our upcoming negotiation class that we're so excited to have him host. So before we do that, I do want to briefly just give you a summary of what's going on with Next on Scene. So, happy Small Business Month. May is Small Business Month, which is really cool. So, to all of our entrepreneurs and small business owners, happy Small Business Month. May 11th, we have a ladies' night out, Next on Scene community. If you do have Facebook, be sure to check out our Next on Scene community. We post all up-and-coming events. People promote what they're doing. It's a great outlet to expand your brand. So May 11th, Ladies Night Out, if you are in Boston, it is at MJ O'Connor's behind the Park Plaza. It is on Eventbrite. You can register. We also have an event coming up May 24th with Mass Professional Networking. Be sure to check them out on Facebook as well. It is also at MJ O'Connor's. It's a great opportunity to network and expand outside your own brand. So be sure to check out those events. June 6th. We are starting workshops with Next on Scene, which is really exciting. We're doing our first workshop on negotiation and why it is important to learn how to negotiate. So, that aside, I'm excited to bring on Drew, who's going to give you a little insight on our workshop on June 6th at WeWork if you are in Boston.
Oh, hey, Jay-Z.
Oh, hey.
Thanks for having me on. It's nice to finally be on this podcast after 2 years of listening to it get recorded. But we really want to make sure everybody comes out to see on June 6th. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to take about an hour. Jamie Chalaki and Jackie are going to speak first, and I think they're going to come from a really interesting perspective of being female entrepreneurs about, you know, the landmines, I guess, that they've stepped on in negotiation, you know, the bad decisions they've made and what they've learned from it and how, you know, they've learned that the skill of negotiation is very important to them.
Sorry to interrupt, but just so people, if you don't know who Jamie Chalaki is, she's our hair contributor. She's also my hairstylist and one of my closest friends. So she's going to talk about being an owner as a hairstylist running her own business. Even though she has a chair in a, you know, salon, it is her own business. So she's going to talk about how to negotiate when it comes to hair and her clientele. So I just wanted to let people know about that. Okay, Drew, back to you.
So after those two, you know, give their story, I think it would be a really cool, interesting perspective to hear from them. But then I'm going to do a more of a class-like scenario. Yeah, we're going to just go over the basics of negotiation. You know, something I want everybody to know going into it is...
You are a lawyer. You didn't say you're a lawyer.
Yeah.
which is why.
So, I guess, who am I? Well, I'm an attorney by trade. That is my day job. And, you know, what's an attorney? I'm a professionally trained negotiator at the end of the day. It's my job to go into a difficult room where two people are not seeing eye to eye and to walk out with an agreement, because we negotiated it out at the end of the day. I've actually been specially trained by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to become what they call a conciliator. Basically, you have to be an attorney to be a conciliator, and they bring you in when cases are in their final stages before they go to trial, when the judge feels that the case, you know, can be resolved. There's a lot going on in the courts day to day. And they don't need trials that can fix themselves. So they bring me in and others like me. And, you know, we sit down with both parties and we really try to see if we can hammer out a resolution. And, you know, through that training and particularly through the experience that I've gained from actually going out and acting as a conciliator, I've really learned, you know, to hone in on different areas within a negotiation that a person needs to be focused on. So, you know, like I was starting to say, I'm not going to blow your socks off with what I say on June 6th. What we're going to do is we're going to strip down negotiation to its basic principles, and we're going to make sure that everybody leaves that night with an understanding of what particular elements of a negotiation they need to be focused on, what are the things that they're wasting their time focusing on, and how are those specific elements, you know, we'll go through all the different scenarios of where they come into play, and, you know, I hope that you'll leave with the ability to negotiate better and smarter. You know, that's really what negotiation is. It's being smart and ending up with deals that are good for you and for the other side. So we're going to work on our skills. I'm going to give you some real life examples and something as a little bit of a teaser. If you want to come laugh at my pain, one of the things that I'm going to share with you that night is I'm going to tell you the worst deal that I have ever made in my whole life. And we're going to walk through my pain step by step, and you're going to tell me why it was a bad deal. So if you're into watching me suffer, this is going to be a good night for you.
It's kind of like reverse psychology, watching a lawyer who helps people all day.
Listen,
suffer.
If you can't laugh at yourself, then what are you doing, right? How can I sit here and tell you that, you know, you need to negotiate better and you need to do this? I need you to see what I did to myself so you can laugh at me. And then I'm going to show you later in my life how I entered into the same situation and how, because I used my own negotiation tips that I'm going to give you, how I came out of the second deal significantly better than I did the first.
Interesting. Well, there you have it. June 6th, you'll have to buy tickets. They are on Eventbrite. The tickets are $35. We are getting an awesome caterer, which will be announced soon. And we're going to donate part of the tickets to a charity that will help. What is it? Like a lawyer charity? We're still trying to figure out the logistics for that.
Yeah, so we're gonna find a legal services agency that offers, you know, legal services to low-income people. And we're going to donate it to them. We're just there's hundreds of those organizations out. You know, I just want to make sure we find the right one. I want to find something that's, you know, kind of specifically related to what we're doing that night. Problem is, when we're talking about lawyers, like I said, essentially everything's negotiation. But I'm going to hone in on one particular agency. And, you know, not only will you have the benefit of having bettered yourself in business negotiation, you're going to know that you helped other people, you know, fix some of the troubles in their life with your money that night too.
Absolutely. And maybe we'll get Andrew to come on the show for all the listeners that are not in Boston after to discuss negotiation, so all of our radio listeners from all over can learn how to negotiate.
I definitely will take you up on that.
Yeah, I think that would be really, really fun. So June 6th, Eventbrite, get your tickets. It's Next On Scene Negotiation Workshop. We're excited to start expanding our horizons in events. So that's our next event, and then we are making an announcement now, but our summer issue will be live July 1st. So if you are interested in being showcased, the deadlines will be May 28th for that. So be sure to drop us an email, Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, at J, as in Jackie, Z as in Zebra, socialenterprises.com. So be sure to reach out to us. And Andrew will be writing for us as well for the first time. There are a lot of firsts. And our goal of our brand is to make you, like our outlet is to be a first for anybody. So we are the first go-to source, showcasing tomorrow's scene today. So as we continue to grow and you have something you want to share or a story you want to share, we want to be the first source to release that. So thanks so much for tuning in today. Andrew, tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Awesome. So I don't have a lot of social media, but I do have LinkedIn. It's Andrew Delory. Or you can just send me an email at a.delory@comcast.net. You know, if you really want to get to know me, you want to hear what I have to say, definitely come check out the negotiation workshop. I'll be free before and after to be able to kind of shoot the poop with everybody that's going on, you know, whatever's going on that night. And I hope to see you then.
I've never heard shoot the poop.
I didn't want to say shit.
Oh, too late. Yeah, it's fine. Shoot the poop. Okay, well, that was it for you. We look forward to seeing you then, and stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@gzsocialenterprises.com.
Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.